This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Time for another round of Stuff Kids Say. This is where I dive into the minds of my children and see what's going on in there. And sometimes it's kind of weird. In fact, every time it is weird. Mm. Now, normally when it comes to bedtime for young kids, and I've got two, Sam who's six and Adam who's four, a lot of kids like bedtime stories, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do. Everyone loves a good bedtime
story. Some kids just like to be tucked in and then that's it.
A bit of a pat on the back.
Some kids like you to lie with them for a little bit until they go to sleep. That's nice also. And that's a phase my kids are in. So we have to lie there for a little bit just to make sure that they're nice and comfy. But here's the thing. The lights are off. It's dark outside. But my kid, and inside for that matter. But my kids want, for some reason, to play I Spy.
That doesn't really work in the dark.
And I'm like, but guys, we're playing I Spy. We cannot see anything. They're like, we don't care. Let's just play I Spy.
Oh, no. And what kind of objects are they coming up with?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I have an example for you in just a second. But the thing is also, they're no good at I Spy. They are terrible at I Spy.
So the combination of it being dark and they suck.
Yeah. Here is a prime example.
I Spy with my little eye, something that starts with... S.
Me.
What?
Me.
No.
Trees.
No.
What do trees start with, Dad?
T. And we're looking for an S. No, you just said that, and that's not it.
lines.
No, that starts with L, and we want something that starts with S.
Lights.
No, not lights.
You tell it.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah, let's go to sleep.
No!
Yeah. They didn't fall for that one. But there's you just get so frustrated. It's just like, come on, guys. Stick to it. I said S. Don't go trees. Don't go lines.
He doesn't know. He's only little.
Oh, don't be on his side. You come over and...
Hell no. I'll lose patience after 5 seconds. I'm pretty sure Hamish has found himself in a trap this morning. His wife and he decided not to buy each other a present for Valentine's Day, but instead buy a juicer.
It's wildly romantic.
Wildly romantic.
Oh, it's, the juices we've had.
It's all about the love.
Shared a juicer.
But that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the expectation would still be there today to at least get a card and maybe some flowers.
Mm.
Maybe not a present, but maybe some flowers. And there is a deal happening at Aldi this morning.
Yeah.
No, this is not sponsored at all, just a great deal. 50 roses for $50.
That's awesome. Actually happened yesterday, so I don't even know if they've got the flowers.
Because it's meant to be Wednesday specials, but they did it a day early. Why would they do that? Why would they change the rules for one day?
Well, they knew there'd be hustle and bustle on a Wednesday morning going for the flowers, and there probably still is at 8 o'clock when they open. Anyway... Yeah. Want to know whether I have fallen into this trap once again or whether...
Whether you should run out and get these flowers or not.
Yeah, should I get the flowers or should I just stick with the original juicer thing from a couple of weeks ago? Luke is on the line. What do you think?
You definitely fell into a trap.
Yeah.
Totally right. He needs to go get these flowers.
Definitely. When a woman says they don't want anything and not to buy it, you're supposed to buy it.
Exactly. And so we were actually discussing about running out to get the flowers just before, and you were like, I'm just going to go now. I'm freaking out. But Aldi's not open yet. I did, however, record that conversation, Hamish.
Oh, wow.
Why are you crying? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Aldi.
Why do you want to go to Aldi's?
Because I want to.
It's shut.
The shop.
Aldi's shut, yes. You're not going to Aldi's.
That is actuality of me when I found out it didn't open till 8 o'clock this morning.
So calm down. Yeah. We could just wait another half hour or so and then you could go to Aldi.
Well, thanks. On Valentine's Day, it's a lot of Valentine's Day-style news stories that get released, but also, you know, talking about love and Tinder and just relationship-y type stuff. And there's one that I saw this morning, Gab. I want to throw the headline past you and then see what you think about it.
Okay.
The headline is this. Couples with a good sex life are more likely to cheat because they want more of it.
What?
So
that's like when I say I'll just have one block of chocolate and then I eat five.
Blocks
like
of
once
chocolate.
You stop, you can't. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Is that the scenario here?
Yeah, but what you're doing is you're grabbing your blocks of chocolate from different stores and you're just cheating on that.
That's a lot of effort.
It is, isn't it? A lot of effort. Wouldn't you just go
and morally wrong?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so wrong. But I don't understand.
I don't understand that yeah. either, because I was always under the impression that, you know, a good sex life says to me that you're satisfied.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you're satisfied, why would you be looking elsewhere for something else?
Yeah.
For something more, for something different.
Yeah, that's right.
For just extra on yep. the side. I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. But by that theory, couples with a good sex life are more likely to cheat because they want more of it. I'm never cheating.
Happy Valentine's yeah. Day.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.